what you know you can't explain. But you feel it. You felt it your entire life. That there's something wrong. You don't know what it is, but it's there. Like a splinter in your mind, driving you mad. Experience the awakening. Brilliant anonymous researchers. Patriots, join us in the Patriot Army. Trust the plan, pain coming. Boom, boom, boom. Let's go. RedStateTalkRadio.com, Brighteon.tv, Rumble.com/MG Show. End won't be for everyone. That choice to know will be yours. Where we go one, we go all. Fight, 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 and fight we will. We fight every day right here on the MG Show.
Welcome to the MG Show, where we do fight, 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 and we fight every day right here on the MG Show. It is March 8th, 2023, 12:07 on the East Coast, and without any further ado, let me bring in my partner in justice, Shady Group. Shady, welcome.
Welcome to you, my friend. Welcome to all the wonderful patriots out there that join this program. Welcome to the Great Awakening, if you will, the day of whenever people decide that what their life is, what they're doing matters, and how they're going to do it is on their own. People have got to realize that it is our responsibility individually to work and move forward to fix America, make America great again. That's what we're working on.
Amen. Amen. And we're digging through the weeds, and we're going to have Darren Beatty, who was just retruthed by Donald J. Trump, or actually truthed by Donald J. Trump from an interview that he was on with the Bannon, Steve Bannon War Room. And we're going to have him on talking about Trumpism without Trump and their plan. Donald J. Trump said nobody really gets this. So we're going to, you know, try to, you know, talk to Darren Beatty today right here on Brighteon.tv, Red State Talk Radio, and Rumble.com/MG Show. And first, I want to say happy birthday to a very special person in our life, Shady. He's like a brother from another mother. It's You See Nothing. We love you very much. Without you, a lot of our technology solutions and what we've how far we've come wouldn't have happened without you. And we want to just thank you from the bottom of our hearts, brother, that we love you, man. Happy birthday.
Absolutely. Really, really special day on the MG Show. You See Nothing. We love you very much. You are a great patriot. Thank you for all that you have done to make MG Show what it is today. And he is a true patriot.
See? I love him. All right. So sure, you'd like to drop all those leftover pounds from the plandemic and just sitting around in Valentine's Day and Christmas and all that. You know, and you see all those ads for the weight loss pills and all the garbage that they're throwing out. I mean, they even want to use pills on children under 12 and then possibly surgery. But hey, the best way to do it is to eat right and get healthy and maybe go to the gym, too. So that's why we are sponsored here today by a very great company, you know, fieldofgreens.com. Use code MG Show, fieldofgreens.com. It's helped me an awful lot. You know, eat 5 healthy servings of fruits and vegetables per day. And, you know, Shady, do that, the weight will fall off. But, you know, vegetables.
Not a fan.
Man either. And this is it right here. Field of Greens, fieldofgreens.com. It's real, organic, and it's superfood. Everything is organic. It is science-backed base formula of specific fruits and vegetables you won't find in any other product. Proper nutrition reboosts your metabolism. Fieldofgreens.com. Use code MG Show, and you'll lose weight in a far healthier way. It's the only brand backed by a better health promise. Fieldofgreens.com. Use code MG Show is backed by a better health promise. And yes, you'll look and feel healthier and you'll lose weight fast. And it, if your doctor says, wow, you've lost weight, do whatever you're doing and keep it up. You know, it will get you started with 15% off. It's backed by the better health promise. Fieldofgreens.com. Use code MG Show and 15% off and then 10% off going forward. And with that, we're trying to get Darren Beatty into the green room. We're getting him in now. But Yeti, roll that beautiful boom footage, if you will.
Government-induced inflation, taxes, rising interest rates, and political instability. They all have a crushing effect on our investments, often causing the stock market to go down. They can also cause gold and silver to go up. There's a time to be in stocks, bonds, and mutual funds, and there's a time to get out. This is the time to hold gold and silver. Kirk Elliott, double PhD, has been protecting individual Americans' assets for more than two decades.
Hi, I'm Kirk Elliott. There's no such thing as a bad investment. There's only bad timing for investments. And now is the time to own gold and silver.
Now is the time to own physical metals in an IRA, a 401k, and of course, outside of a retirement plan. Don't let the government destroy your hard-earned assets. Please call 720-605-3900. 720-605-3900 for gold, silver, and undeniable economic protection against out-of-control government.
Support the guys and mention MG Show when you call.
The Brighteon store understands the importance of getting all the nutrients you need to support the healthy functions of your body. Our nutrient-dense superfoods and supplements can help nourish your body and promote your optimal health and well-being. 100% customer satisfaction guarantee on all purchases. You deserve the best. BrighteonStore.com. Support this amazing platform and amazing Patriots for Humanity.
Use promo code MGSHOW at checkout for additional savings.
Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan, he's back. The MyPillow guy.
And you're looking good.
Still feeling good.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever. MyPillow 2.0. When I invented MyPillow, it had everything you'd ever want in a pillow. Well, now there's new technology that makes it even better. MyPillow 2.0 has my patented fill combined with a cooling fabric with temperature regulating thread. MyPillow 2.0 is truly the next generation of MyPillow.
The best sleep just got even better. Whether you have a MyPillow or not, you need to get the brand new MyPillow 2.0. Call or go to MyPillow.com now. Use your promo code, and for a limited time when you buy one, you'll get a second one absolutely free.
You're sleeping even better.
And cooler, too.
And you're looking good.
Feeling good.
I knew you would.
Visit MyPillow.com.
And we are back. Welcome back to the MG Show. Use code MG Show anywhere on MyPillow.com. 800-873-0478. 800-873-0478 is the number if you want to talk to a great customer service rep at the patriotic company called MyPillow.com. And use that code MG Show. Shady Groove, we're back. Welcome back. And we've got everything straightened out. We've got our guest here. We've got the editor of Revolver News, Darren Beatty. Darren, come on in here, sir. We know your time is limited.
Great to be back. Thank you, guys.
Another time on the MG Show, and we got a great audience here for you today. I was like, oh my gosh, Donald J. Trump just truthed your video out with Bannon, and you were talking about Trumpism without Trump. And I think maybe we want to have you, you know, take the floor a little bit and maybe explain what that is to our audience, if in case they didn't see you on the Bannon's War Room. But really, I listened to that, you know, minute and 50 second clip, and it was very interesting. Will you take us through that, sir?
Absolutely. And, you know, it's going to be hard to reproduce the exact impact of that clip, because that, as so many of the best things, you know, it was a moment of possession. It was totally unrehearsed, and it just said something that needed to be said, and I think resonated with a lot of people. So I encourage everyone, listen to the original clip stated as, you know, as impactfully as possible. But just at the conceptual level, the point is that, you know, we hear this concept, Trumpism without Trump, Trumpism after Trump. And my point is simply that this is an establishment moniker designed to destroy both Trump and Trumpism. At the moment, you know, you can't just put the quote unquote Trumpist script in front of everyone, anyone, have them read it, and that's Trumpism. You can't separate the creator and the leader of the political movement from the movement itself. That's simply not how politics works. The people who think that's how politics work really kind of betray their ignorance of the nature of political movements that require a leader, in this case, a specific leader, with all of his advantages and with all of his faults. Trump is a unique, or at the very least, a once-in-a-generation political kind of charismatic talent that simply cannot be reproduced. It's not interchangeable. It's mixed with, you know, his personality is intertwined with the movement. And again, you know, people point this out as, and has, they say it has downsides, it has upside, but that's just the nature of things. That's how things are. You cannot reduce the political movement to even policy prescriptions, even good policy prescriptions. And furthermore, you can't reduce it to competent governance. Competent governance is a beautiful thing, of which our country is severely lacking. But that's not what it means fundamentally to be a leader of a political movement. And that's what Trump is, and that's what he'll remain. And that's why he is the front runner in GOP. And that's why, you know, he's it. He's got unfinished business. And that's why I look forward to another term with President Trump. He's the guy, but that's why. And, you know, I've addressed this issue in a different context. I'm a big fan of Kerry Lake's. And we had a really classic, and I would have to say, it sounds weird saying it about one's own piece, but I'd have to say a very insightful piece that was sort of camouflaged as a puff piece for Kerry Lake. And I have no embarrassment about doing a puff piece for Lake. She deserves it. She's great. But the point made there is that, Lake is not, she's not at the Trump level yet. She doesn't pretend to be. But what she has is that special quality. She has the capacity to lead a movement. I've seen her at events where people follow her around like a rock star. She answers questions in a way that is very powerful and that connects with an audience. And that ability to connect with people in a crowd is that indispensable, intangible quality that you really need in a political leader. And frankly, it's something that the establishment fears, because the more charismatic a politician is, the more they're able to build a direct and powerful and visceral connection with the American people, the less leverage the handlers have. If you're just some interchangeable suit reading a script of points that people like, points that people say, oh, I read that script, I agree with it, this sounds good, but that's not what it is. It's not interchangeable in the sense of a script. And the ability for the personality, the political personality, to connect with people on a deep level, that is extremely powerful in the case of Trump, and I would say Kerry Lake as well, that diminishes the power and the leverage of the establishment, because they can't replace these people. By the very nature of the characteristics I'm describing, they are not replaceable. You can't get somebody, you can get somebody, say, there are all these, you know, viral clips running around of, Trump, just kind of enchanting a crowd, or Kerry Lake answering a question for a reporter. You can pick some random person and have them read those exact same words, and it won't have that impact, because it's not coming from that place. It has to come from a certain, mixture of things. Even sort of the origins are even kind of mysterious in a way, but that's an essential quality, a of politics. Now, it's a quality that can be used for good or for ill, but when we see people who possess these qualities who are using them for the benefit of the country and advancing America First agenda, these, I think, are people who truly need to be cultivated and elevated, and in the case of Trump, sustained, because the revolution really that he brought about in 2016 was the greatest threat to the establishment in decades, if not centuries. There's a reason that the establishment is pulling out all the stops in order to silence, suppress, and destroy not only Trump himself, but the energies associated with the movement he created. Because again, these are things that are not subject to the traditional mechanisms of control. And that's why the establishment fears it so much. It's not even about a specific policy, even. It's about the potential energy that exists in that special connection between the leader of the movement and the American people.
Amen to that. And, you know, Donald J. Trump called out, you know, the rhino establishment, you know, and that's your, you know, David Frum, you know, all your Adam Kinzinger, Bill Kristol, John Kasich, Jeb Bush, you know, all the rhinos, you know, the PNAC, Project for American Century guys. And, you know, they actually held their own little rally alongside of CPAC, where only 300 people showed up. And look at what happened at CPAC. And then, you know, you're talking about destroying narratives. There's one, right? So we know that we have a uniparty after the J6 came out with Tucker. Tucker did a phenomenal episode on that Monday. And then Tuesday, it seems like he kind of pulled back a little bit. You want to also get your take on some of that happening right now, too.
Well, I want to add an addendum to everything that I said before, which is that if you have power institutionally, you don't need that element of personal charisma. And in fact, it's the ultimate kind of flex of the regime that they can get away with running people like Fetterman, running people like Biden and so forth. These are the kind of interchangeable figures that I'm talking about, but that's fine if you actually have power. If you have no power, which unfortunately is the present circumstance of the right, you have to have that charismatic leader. That's the only way to go about it. You can't settle for somebody who's simply interchangeable. When you have all of the mechanisms in place, then part of the luxury of that is it really doesn't matter what kind of figurehead you have. And it's almost a flex. And they prefer to have interchangeable people because, again, that gives them more power. In the case of Biden, if he were to dare to step out of line on anything from, you know, Ukraine to this or that, the system reminds him just how interchangeable he is. And then you see a new cycle dedicated to, oh, what about these classified documents they found in, you know, Biden's house? Or, oh, you remember Hunter Biden? Oh, maybe there was a meeting in the White House in which Joe Biden expressed reservations about another round of funding to Ukraine or about something that's potentially escalatory in Ukraine. Because I think Biden's, you know, he is a kind of an empty vessel in some sense, but his instincts are not crazy when it comes to foreign policy. He's sort of this old, he has old moderate tendencies. He's not a zealot. He's not a neoconservative in the way that, say, Victoria Nuland, who's running his State Department effectively, is. But if Joe Biden exhibits any kind of reservations on that, oh, look at the Daily Mail. Did you see that? Did you see the pictures? Hunter Biden's with another hooker this time. This time it's a brunette. Did you see the next hooker that Hunter Biden was? It's just, you know, and then of course the conservative media laps it up because, there's nothing more irresistible than a story of Hunter Biden with a new hooker. But and so they lap it up. But what it means on the side of the establishment is basically reminding Joe Biden, to the extent that he can, you know, process information at this point, say, look, if you step out of line, here's what happens. And we have a contingency plan in place. You're interchangeable, which means you do what you're told. And again, that's the, you know, they have that advantage. But on our side, you know, someone like Trump, someone like Carrie Lake, these are not interchangeable figures. They have that direct connection with the people. They don't need to go through mediators. They don't need to go through, you know, media moguls. They can speak directly to the people. In the case of Trump, that's why I've told him time and time again, including in the recent interview I did with him, not too recent anymore, it's about 2 months old, but still recent enough, phenomenally popular. I can't believe it has over 7 million views on Rumble. Nice. The first thing that I told him, I mean, I made this like, if there's any quote-unquote agenda, the agenda was just to have a good conversation, which I think we did, but if there's any quote-unquote agenda, it's like, you have to get back on Twitter, Mr. President, because there is a blackout, a media blackout. It's not like 2016 when it was originally received as, oh, here's this fun reality TV guy who's, you know, going, he's kind of zany, he's this and that, he's saying all this stuff that's riling everyone up. It was great for ratings and not initially perceived as a threat. And so his comparative advantage in that sense was that surprise element of coming through the door as this entertainment figure, presenting these irresistible ratings to the media figure and beating them at their own game through earned media. That option is off the table. The option of the free internet, user-free internet, notwithstanding Elon Musk, taking over Twitter, there's the option of free internet is gone. Google is totally different. Facebook is totally different, all these things. And so the one good thing that he has now is his enormously, some would even say historically powerful Twitter account, a means of communicating directly with the people, and not just his heart, not just his base, but to the American people and to the world more broadly. He has that option right now, and given the circumstances, he has to exercise this option. So I would say it's critical that he finds some way, some excuse, some pretext. He can do it. He's a very creative individual, but he needs to get back on Twitter. That is his move, because otherwise we've seen what it's like on Fox now. It's a blacklist on Fox. It's a blacklist just about everywhere else. You need that distribution. You need to get the information to the people, because when the people hear it, they respond to it. And that's why they're cutting him off in the first place.
You know, Darren, you know, we can use Truth Social as our, you know, central command and control center, right? And then, you know, organize and connect and go to the battlefields of Twitter and Facebook, but use Truth as our, hey, what's going on? Shady and I were saying that just the other day. I mean, he's being ignored. He's blacklisted on Fox, as you pointed out. It would break the internet if he did a couple of tweets on Twitter. And I do think he's being ignored. I mean, he's got over, 100 million? I can't remember the number on followers on Twitter, but 4.9 million, 5 million on Truth, only getting, you know, and I don't know if it's actually more than that or less than that or whatever, but there is a bigger following on his Facebook and the Twitter, and he's being ignored, and it would break the internet, get him back in the news cycle. Maybe he's planning it. I don't know. What are your thoughts?
Well, my thoughts is he should do it. I mean, there are various considerations that make that more challenging than would be ideal. But look, when there's a will, there's a way. And this is the only way. I think he really has to do this in order to fully assert himself in the position that he is and should be in, which is the only viable candidate for 2024. It's a display of seriousness to say, okay, despite all of the other considerations, I'm on Twitter because I have to be, because it's that important that I'd be able to reach this mass audience. Amen. So, and I think it will happen. It's just a matter of time. And again, it's, there's some delicacies involved and that have to be navigated, and they will. So it's a matter of time, but time is of the essence. So I'd say sooner is much better than later.
Yeah, I agree. My Twitter account, I still don't have mine back. I'm still trying to, you know, get mine back. But my Twitter account ended up in Twitter file 16, where Angus King wanted me off Twitter. Isn't that interesting? badge of honor.
Yeah. No, I mean, yeah. It's been, Twitter has been a mixed bag, a very interesting experience. In some ways, like, I'm doing worse on Twitter. You know, I was one of the first people, you know, calling for Elon to make the purchase. We did, Revolver News did a now sort of iconic classic piece, gaming out the situation, what would happen, calling for him to do it. Elon, it came out in court records that Elon was texting some unnamed individual about this very article. I went on Tucker Carlson to talk about it and so forth. Ironically, I'm actually, my engagement is worse under Elon, but you know, you have to take the good with the bad. And the good is that, you know, a lot of accounts that were simply banned are now reinstated, including most prominently and most importantly, you know, the most impactful Twitter account probably in history, which is the endlessly entertaining but also an important account of Trump. So it's there. It's a powerful weapon. It would be foolish not to use it.
You know, Darren, I'd like to get your opinion. I've got a lot of friends that are MAGA, right? They love President Donald Trump, but they're like, you know what? Maybe he shouldn't tweet so much. But I, you know, my theory is that he's just giving us the narrative right to us, you know, like throwing it over the mainstream news, and they're trying to get it so they can control the narrative. But it's just really talking directly to we the people, and he will call people out, you know, if they need to be called out. What's your opinion on the people that say no more mean tweets?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think that also sort of it reflects the same misunderstanding of Trumpism without Trump. It's saying, okay, no more mean tweets. So then what do you want? You want just, you know, I want good policies. I want competent governance. But, you know, we're the state of the country, we're far beyond competent governance as a solution to our condition. We need people who are high leverage, high volatility, who can shock the system. And you shock the system with words. You reshape the Overton window with words. I've sort of half tongue in cheek, but there is a truth. There is a strange truth to it. I've joked on occasion that the high mark of Trump's presidency was when he used the term shithole countries. And why is that the high mark? Well, I mean, and there are many different examples, but you pick that because it was a shock to the system. It started a conversation, and it led people to think in directions that are, generally speaking, forbidden. And that's like, we're far beyond competent governance, because competent governance can only take place within the scope of permissible discourse. And the scope of permissible discourse, frankly, does not allow for any policy solutions that can actually address our problems. So ultimately what we need, of course, competent governance is better than bad governance, but it's not a sufficient condition. It's not even the most important condition. We first need to widen the scope of permissible discourse and a vision such that we can, you know, encapsulate proper sphere of understanding and say, okay, this is what we actually have to do. And this is why it's appropriate. And then it can be implemented afterward by sort of, you know, good mechanics, good governance, good mechanics. We don't need mechanics. We need vision and courage more than anything else. And that's where the, you know, the charismatic leader comes in. And that's why that's important. More than anything. And
He was almost like activating stale conversations, right? I mean, you know, like we were watching what he would do every day with Twitter, and you know, we talk about the way that people would respond to his Twitter, but really, I mean, the politicians that were acting this way towards him was a virtue signal. I mean, they're not really offended; they're just looking to create news stories. And over again, he was able to utilize the platform to reinvigorate, like you said, to re-energize a stale conversation over and over and over again, which is kind of what I feel like the establishment on both sides wanted. They want these stale conversations. They want to pretend like they want to build a border wall, but whenever Donald Trump really wants to go build a border wall, then he's a racist and all the you know, hens flock to the story.
And I sure could use a mean tweet in $1.87 gas right now. I don't know about you guys.
You're not kidding.
Right.
So guys, I want you guys to go to revolver.news, revolver.news, and get that article. Beatty gets heated over Murdoch, Fox, and the scam of Trumpism without Trump. I'm going to drop the link in chat there, guys. Get over there, revolver.news. It's an excellent article, excellent news source.
The advantage of that little clip, and by the way, I didn't send it to him or anything. You know, just this was organic. I guess he picked it up, and I thought it was very, very powerful. And it's something that people can share with others, you know, for people who might not understand, for people who need to hear this message about, you know, why not someone else? Why not somebody who takes a little bit less heat? Why not somebody who, you know, might follow the same policies, but a little bit more, presentable, a little bit more polite, that kind of thing. This is the message that those people want to hear. The meme tweets people, the people who want the advantages of Trump, but you know, don't want the social opprobrium, what I call the pain box associated with a genuinely kind of revolutionary political figure. But it just doesn't work like that. There's no escaping the pain box. If you want to do anything real and meaningful, you want to step outside of the playpen. You want to step outside of the playpen of just another lobbyist-controlled suit, performatively reading the script for a bunch of cattle, saying, oh, look, you know, socialism is bad, or you know, look at what AOC, she had a dress, and you know, even like half of these people are fantasizing about her, to be honest. They say, look at AOC, look at this new dress, or look at Hunter Biden's new hooker. If you want to step outside of that playpen and really do something that touches a nerve, which is, by the way, what Tucker's done with these tapes. You can't avoid the pain box. That's the price of it. And that's the sign of it, too. You can't avoid the pain box if you want to do anything real. So if you want to step outside of the playpen, Trump is the only choice for 2024. It's that simple.
Amen to that. So we had Cheryl Atkinson come out last night on Twitter saying, from what I can gather, the plan to air the more January 6 tapes on Fox Night changed. That must have been some battle behind the scenes, but it should be addressed explicitly on the program rather than just pretending to ignore it. What do you think? Donald Trump, our president, my president, Reed Truth, saying he did a great job, but do you feel that they went a little soft because of pressure?
You know, I don't think that. I'd have no special insight into it, but... I think if something like that were the case, that one way or another, you know, Tucker would address it. He's not somebody who can be intimidated or controlled in that fashion. So I think people should just wait and see. I mean, the context is, you know, I can understand why people are, you know, engaged in this kind of speculation, because the context is really quite remarkable and quite scandalous. You had Chuck Schumer, the leading Senate Democrat, calling on a foreign media tycoon to take the most popular cable news host in the country off of the air for daring to show surveillance footage of it, and then having the gumption to say that the reason this needs to be done was to protect our democracy. It's completely farcical and ridiculous. I totally understand why people are engaged in speculation, but my own kind of personal sense of it is I would sort of wait and see how things develop through the week. I don't think there's any situation where, there was going to be something and, someone told him not to, and he's just, hiding it. I think there's something big there. It's going to come out.
Excellent. That's good to hear. Yeah. And we did see real Donald Trump on True Social say, applaud Tucker, Tucker for the great show yesterday as well. And they did have that guy that was, the Capitol Police that escorted, thought he didn't hear anything from the higher ups. And, who's in charge of the Capitol Police inside that Capitol? It's Nancy Pelosi. And that gentleman just tried to do what he thought was right, which is saving the, right. The senators and House reps. And evacuate them. And he got suspended and ultimately he quit. Now he's moving furniture for a moving company. Pretty crazy, isn't it?
I mean, just one last point, because I really have to go. But one last point on that. We've already seen all the footage we need to see.
Yeah, we have.
You go to revolver.news, look at Ray Epps Part 2, all of the footage there. It's nice to have footage that reinforces our understanding of what really happened, but ultimately, we already know. Anyone who's investigated the issue with any degree of objectivity, who's looked into our coverage on Ray Epps, who's looked into our coverage of the pipe bomber, who's looked into Julie Kelly's coverage of the January 6th prisoners, anyone who's looked into that with a degree of objectivity and honesty, it's clear what's going on. And, even for people on the left who think, okay, got out of hand, a lot of, the Trump supporters got out of hand there. Even for people on the left who say, Biden is great, Trump was totally out of line. Even those people, if they look at the issue objectively, will have to acknowledge that there's something very dark about the case of Ray Epps and the degree of protection that he's enjoyed, and that frankly, it doesn't lend itself to any innocent explanation. It is not an outlier with respect to how the national security state conducts itself. This has been going on for a long time. It goes back further than the Michigan kidnapping plot. It goes back further than Oklahoma City bombing, which also was, there are some real questions about that. And Merrick Garland, of all people, was the cover-up man for that. It goes way back, and it's not partisan in the sense that a lot of the history of that was the government, the national security state, injecting itself into left-wing anti-war protests back in Vietnam. So this is something that is very much part of the playbook, very much a hidden but critical aspect of how our political process works, that the national security state, the FBI, and so forth, play a very, very meaningful role in our politics. And, it's just like in astronomy or astrophysics, when you see planets moving in a weird way, you can make inferences as to where the gravitational impact is coming from. And here, the overwhelming weight of the gravity is coming from the influence, the nefarious and unlawful influence of the national security establishment, which is why I say, and again, it's something that all Americans should be able to agree upon, is that unless and until we bring the national security state to heel, we won't have a real country. We won't have a free country, and we won't have anything resembling this term that, you know, crooks like Schumer wave around like a magical wand that they think will distract from their crimes, this democracy. We won't have any of that until the national security state is brought back into its proper place.
Boom. Boom. Well, thank you very much. I know your time was limited today and you stayed a little extra longer. Thank you very much for this, Darren Beatty. Revolver.news is the website. He is the editor and you are an amazing patriot. Thank you so much, Darren.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Wow. I tell you. And we're going to go ahead and go to Revolver News. We're going to go and play the video that is the must watch segment. Where Darren Beatty gets heated on Murdoch Fox and the scam of Trumpism without Trump. Here it is.
Darren, I want to ask you first about this Murdoch situation, right? Because this is, we got to get this sorted right now, because you have the iron triangle of the big oligarchs on Wall Street, the Mitch McConnell donor, you know, who most of the oligarchs, but these collaborationist senators, plus the Murdoch apparatus with the Murdochs. And I'm not picking on any individual people at Fox, because Murdoch runs this with an iron fist. Darren Beatty.
Look, I think it's important to understand the significance of honest signals in politics. That means when it's down to the wire, when it really matters, who has whose back. And you brought it up. 2016, people forget so easily. 2016, Fox, along with the entire institutional apparatus of the GOP, was vigorously opposed to Trump and did everything it could to stop him. It was only after, against all odds, against the coordinated opposition of every powerful institution in the country, if not the world, that Trump won, that all of these people who did everything they could to stop him ingratiated themselves, and to some degree this worked, and people forgot what their true colors really were when it mattered. And you're seeing this just come to the fore. Yet once again, people like Paul Ryan, people like Mitch McConnell, people like the Murdochs, the whole institutional apparatus at Fox, of course they're opposed to Trump. They've always been opposed to Trump. It's just now, in their estimation, they don't have to kiss up to him. They would rather put him down for good politically, and they think they can do that by weaponizing people like, you know, potentially DeSantis against him and putting out a blackout on Trump's media appearance in Fox. And that's another big difference, is Trump benefited tremendously, as you know, from earned media in 2016. There is a coordinated consensus across the board. They will not make that mistake again. The media will do everything it can to black out Trump, give him a blacklist from the media, which frankly is all the more reason that I think he needs to get back on Twitter. It's the one thing, you know, one of the few things he has going for him in terms of media distribution, is he has his powerful Twitter account reinstated, and the rest of the media is blacking him out as much as they can on behalf of these special interests. He needs to get the word out, because when he does, the public's reminded why he's the only guy for the job. And he reminded us of that very powerfully in his tremendous CPAC speech.
I took an hour yesterday and I would play part of my speech, but I also went through the just the policy points. I think I only got through six. I mean, that thing, and I tell the team over there, you got to, I think we got to highlight those. There's 10 major policy announcement of that speech that nobody else could do. Remember, it's not just Trump. It's this audience. It's Trumpism. It's populist nationalists. They want that to stop. These are neoliberal neocons. That is, they are the Washington generals to the Democrats' Harlem Globetrotters in this. This is why it's taken us 40 years to get here, because it's always about unity and compromise. And you can see that's where the Biden would have no accomplishments if it was not for the collaboration of the Senate. And now you get Mitch McConnell saying his number one priority is Ukraine, and making sure that Biden gets all these spending deals done. And you're going to see this on the debt ceiling. Everything that the populist nationalist movement is adamantly opposed to, therefore. And remember, conservative ink, you see him rolling in now on DeSantis and rubbing up on him. And look, Mark Halperin's got a piece up on Newsmax. And we're going to hopefully maybe get Mark on here in the next couple of days. He's still a very brilliant political analyst. he deconstructs the Reagan library speech.
All right. All I wanted to do is hear. Good job, Steve Bannon, for having him on. We had him on today. That was the part, that first part that we just played was the part that Donald J. Trump retruthed. And it is, it's powerful, Shady. Darren Beatty makes a great news. You can't have, you know, Trumpism without Trump. Trumpism without Trump just doesn't work.
And there's no way that it can work. And we obviously all know that. The patriots in America all know that. They're just trying to fool all the centrist people that kind of don't know the difference, right? I mean, we said on the show yesterday that whenever we played the Chuck Schumer thing, that Mitt Romney and the rest of them will come to the table very soon. And before 2 o'clock in the afternoon yesterday, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, they were at the microphone denouncing Tucker. And denouncing information that you've got, because it exposes them, because it exposes their little secret club that they've been sitting up in D.C. and enjoying for decades and decades and decades, acting like nobody can touch them. Remember, 90-some% of Washington, D.C. is Democrat. And you're talking about all these different aspects of the January 6th thing. Oh, they took a plea deal. Yeah, they took a plea deal because they knew that there's no chance of a non-conviction if they took it to trial. If they were able to take these cases outside of D.C. into some other jurisdictions, I guarantee you that they'd be able to litigate their way out of this. But this is exactly right. There cannot be Trumpism without Trump.
That's right. That's exactly right. And so you got, you know, the J6 footage, Shady, the Fox News, they're popping their heads. Brett Baer, Shady, was going crazy yesterday. This is Brett Baer. He aired a segment. Let me just block this. Brett Baer airs a report questioning Tucker Carlson's January 6th coverage. Let's play a little bit of it. I mean, these people are just
to fix joint pain or arthritis.
To fix joint, use code MG Show, Shady Groove. That's what you
got
to do.
I got it. I got it. Thank you.
Here we go.
Breaking tonight, we have new video to show you of the January 6th, 2021 Capitol riot. It comes from our colleague Tucker Carlson. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy granted Tucker an exclusive first look at more than 40,000 hours of security camera images from the Capitol building on January 6th that were hidden from the public for more than 2 years. Speaker McCarthy's decision, though, to produce those tapes in the way he did drew criticism from mostly Democrats over recent days. Today, though, there was.
Yeah, this is what happens, Shady. Look at.
Yet he did it again.
I guess so.
Yeah, I mean, he forgot to put the lubrication in the machine this morning.
The hamster wheel is going crazy.
The hamster wheel is stuck.
Yeah, so I don't know if you guys can see me. Yeah, you can see me. So I'll just wait for that to reload. But this is what happens. I mean, really weird when you want to play something. Let me just refresh it, see what happens. We're at 29 seconds in. Yeah, I don't know. Mediaite might screw up my computer a little bit. Look at this. Look at what it does to it.
You got the Brett Baer gremlin.
I got the Brett Baer. I called Arizona gremlin, dude, in here. And we're going to look at this. I don't know what's wrong with this site today. Maybe it's. Anyways, there it is. I can't play it, guys. So anyways.
To fix joint pain or arthritis.
Oh, my God. Start use by code MG Show.
Down
Shady.
The drain.
Oh my God.
Breaking tonight, we have new video. Though there was pushback on Capitol Hill on the characterizations of those thousands of hours of tapes from Capitol Police, Democrats, and some Republicans. Here's senior congressional correspondent Chad Pergram.
The never before seen video presented a different narrative compared to the violent storyline curated by the 1-6 committee.
The January 6th committee has deliberately tried to create the impression that most folks who came here are the terrorists, and that's just wrong.
New pictures showed people strolling around the Capitol sightseeing, Capitol Police even mingling with the intruders. But other Republicans paint a different picture of January 6th.
There were a lot of people in the Capitol at the time who I think were scared for their lives. So you can, you know, however you want to describe it. But it was an attack on the Capitol.
When you come into the chambers, when you start opening the members' desks, when you stand up in their balcony, to somehow put that in the same category as a, you know, permitted peaceful protest is just a lie.
Capitol Police Chief Tom Manger says, quote, the opinion program never reached out to the department to provide accurate context. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell agrees with Manger that the new video lacks a proper frame of reference.
My concern is how it was depicted, which is a different issue. Clearly, the chief of the Capitol Police, in my view, correctly describes what most of us witnessed firsthand.
McConnell questioned how the show handled the video on the air.
It was a mistake, in my view, for Fox News to depict this.
Meanwhile, his wife is a communist Chinese shipping magnet.
With what our chief Department of Transportation official here at the Capitol thinks.
Rioters outmanned officers 58-1. A congressional security source tells the mob controlled the Capitol for nearly 2.5 hours. That's why officers appeared to chat casually with rioters.
Officers do what they can to de-escalate situations rather than escalate the situation to something worse. It's really a form of self-preservation.
Manger said the program cherry-picked from the calmer moments and doesn't show the chaos and violence. The Capitol Police wouldn't comment for this story. Sun lost his job because of the riot.
The level of violence I saw on January 6th was something I had not seen before. I just don't think the depiction that it was, you know, a walk in the park is true and accurate.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy promised to release all video from congressional security cameras.
The American public should actually see all what happened instead of a report that's written for a political basis.
Democrats argued the tape release exposes security vulnerabilities.
Speaker McCarthy has played a treacherous game by catering to the hard right.
The feds have arrested 999 defendants connected to the riot. 106 were charged with using a deadly weapon. They assaulted 140 police officers, some so badly they'll never return to work. Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick was seen walking in the new video by himself. He died the next day from a blood clot. Sicknick's partner, Sandra Garza, said she's appalled, and the video downplayed his death. Brett?
Chad Pergram, live on Capitol Hill. Chad, thank you. And to be clear, no one here at Fox News condones any of the violence.
No one here condones any of the violence from the FBI and Antifa and the Proud Boys, which the FBI infiltrated along with the Oath Keepers. And the people know, and we are just trying to lie still.
It's all a big club, isn't it? They're all
Meanwhile,
just seemingly agree.
Joe Biden wins Arizona, right, Brett Baer?
Yeah. Yeah, they just all happened to agree on the idea that we had an insurrection on January 6th. Ladies and gentlemen, an insurrection indicates a plan. It indicates some form of a plan. It indicates people conspiring and working together to create a plan and then implement that plan and then follow through with the plan, only to get caught implementing and following through with that plan. And to date, if I'm not mistaken, unless somebody could update me, I have seen no insurrection plans at all anywhere that have been described whatsoever. Not from January 6th, not from Liz Cheney, not from Chuck Schumer, not from Mitch McConnell, not from any of them. What occurred on January 6th was a protest that was turned into a riot by your established media and political class to malign and get rid of Trump. That was their plan. This is the edges of that plan starting to crumble and fall apart. There was no insurrection on January 6th.
Breaking news, I'm Brett Baer. I'm Brett Baer, Shady. Breaking news, Biden won Arizona.
Well said.
You too, brother. And that's the first hour. We're going to go over some of the Tucker Carlson revelations from last night. We've got that coming up ahead in hour number two. And Shady Groove, I just can't believe how much crap is going on, you know, in regards to, you know, silencing this narrative. And I'm going to play a video of somebody as well that you know, it symbolizes a great awakening. They're also trying to use an old Tucker Carlson text message saying that Tucker Carlson hated Trump. But, you know, I think, you know, this picture says otherwise. Love it. And we're going to be back right here after these commercial breaks. Take a five, get some cafefe, get some popcorn. mg.show/donate. We really need you. Thank you for the Rumble Rants. Shady, take it away, brother.
Stay tuned for hour number two of the Matrix Groove Show, live on Red State Talk Radio, coming right up after these words.
in the Matrix with 3X's.com.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me running?
The Brighteon store understands the importance of getting all the nutrients you need to support the healthy functions of your body. Our nutrient-dense superfoods and supplements can help nourish your body and promote your optimal health and well-being. 100% customer satisfaction guarantee on all purchases. You deserve the best. BrighteonStore.com. Support this amazing platform and amazing Patriots for Humanity.
Use promo code MGSHOW at checkout for additional savings.
Government-induced inflation, taxes, rising interest rates, and political instability. They all have a crushing effect on our investments, often causing the stock market to go down. They can also cause gold and silver to go up. There's a time to be in stocks, bonds, and mutual funds, and there's a time to get out. This is the time to hold gold and silver. Kirk Elliott, double PhD, has been protecting individual Americans' assets for more than two decades.
Hi, I'm Kirk Elliott. There's no such thing as a bad investment. There's only bad timing for investments. And now is the time to own gold and silver.
Now is the time to own physical metals in an IRA, a 401k, and of course, outside of a retirement plan. Don't let the government destroy your hard-earned assets. Please call 720-605-3900, 720-605-3900, for gold, silver, and undeniable economic protection against out-of-control government.
Support the guys and mention MG Show when you call.
Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan, he's back. The MyPillow guy.
And you're looking good.
Still feeling good.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever. MyPillow 2.0. When I invented MyPillow, it had everything you'd ever want in a pillow. Well, now there's new technology that makes it even better. MyPillow 2.0 has my patented fill combined with a cooling fabric with temperature regulating thread. MyPillow 2.0 is truly the next generation of MyPillow.
The best sleep just got even better. Whether you have a MyPillow or not, you need to get the brand new MyPillow 2.0. Call or go to MyPillow.com now. Use your promo code, and for a limited time when you buy one, you'll get a second one absolutely free.
You're sleeping even better.
And cooler, too.
And you're looking good.
Feeling good.
I knew you would.
Visit MyPillow.com.
deplorable, and we love the name. Got the bodies in the dirt, needing someone to blame. A patch of
hour number two, the Major Groove Show on RedStateTalkRadio.com. Just say, hey, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio. Go to InTheMatrix3X.com. We can hear you.
How many of you in here are Christians? If you tell me you're a Christian and you're still afraid, what are you telling me? You're not a Christian. You're lying to yourself and you're lying to me. I don't care if you lie to yourself, but don't ever lie to me. Lie to yourself all you want to. Don't lie to me. If you're a Christian, you cannot be afraid. There's nothing that they can do to you, period, that is bad. Nothing. 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 That's why I'm the most dangerous radio host in America. That's why I'm the most dangerous thing that's ever come along to these people in their entire history, because I am not afraid of them. I don't care if they kill me tomorrow. I'm going to do as much damage to them and expose them for what they are for as long as I'm living. And you know what else? And in doing that, it sort of protects me, because if they come along and kill me tomorrow, what are you all going to believe? You know, I had some doubts, but now I know he was right. And so now they can't touch me. Now they can't touch me because of that. They've waited too long. They thought I was some silly little fool that would destroy myself somewhere along the way, and it hasn't happened. So now they back themselves into a corner. If they touch me now, in fact, I'll go one further. If I step out on my porch in the middle of winter and slip on the ice and my head cracks open as an accident, the whole world is going to know they killed me to shut me up. You see, what is it when you're afraid of somebody? Let me put it a different way that you will all understand. Let me bring it home to you. You can't fight this battle if you're afraid of the enemy. He's already beaten you if you're afraid. You're whipped. You're finished. You can't fight the battle if you're afraid of the enemy. You can't do it. If they walked in here right now and put a gun to my head and said, we're going to shoot you, unless you say this, this, or this, I'll say shoot. Shoot. Go right ahead. Pull the trigger. And I'd look them right in the eye, and they can pull the trigger if they want. And that's the truth. Because I'm not afraid. Yeah, I believe in God. And I've learned in my life that if I'm doing the right thing, God's going to take care of me. And death is what? It's a transition. They can't kill me. All they can do is set me free from this body. That's all. And isn't that the ultimate freedom? Isn't it? Yep. And who loves freedom more than anybody in this room? Me. So they can't hurt me. They can set me into another state of freedom. And if I've been doing God's work, God's going to smile at me and open the gates, and I'm going to get some rest. And it's going to feel good.
Yeah, Bill Cooper. Amazing words from a great man, an inspiration to us and you, Shady Groove. We love Bill Cooper, and hopefully we're carrying his mantle pretty well, Shady Groove, as best we can.
Yeah, I think that we are, and I think that Mr. Cooper would be very, very proud of all of you Patriots out here. The ones specifically complimenting are the ones joining the show today that are willing to look at the hard truth of the reality that we're all in. It's not going to be easy to get our way. It's not going to be easy to get out of it. We didn't say it was going to be easy to get out of it. What we said is we are going to go on a mission to get out of it. And that is the process that we're currently in.
Yeah. Amen. Amen to that. And, you know, we want to get out like Lauryn Hill. I get out. Right. All, you know, we play that song. We should play that again, too. By the way, Shady Groove, I found there is proof now, Shady, that DeSantis knows George Soros. There he is sitting on his lap right there, Shady Groove. it's now confirmed. They are friends. Yep. And I don't know where his other hand is, but
I have an idea.
I have an idea too, but let's just play this again because it's important.
It is that Trump and Governor DeSantis of Florida will slug it out for the Republican nomination.
There's no slugging.
Trump has turned into a pitiful figure, continually bemoaning his loss in 2020. Big Republican donors are abandoning him in droves. DeSantis is shrewd, ruthless, and ambitious. He is likely to be a Republican candidate.
Yeah, he's likely to be a Republican candidate, and all the people, all the money is going to him because, you know, the big money, right? It's pretty crazy to see. He's my governor, and he will stay that way. Trump 2024, Shady Groove.
Yeah, and it's interesting, all the people that are out there on social media, especially on Truth Social and Twitter, who are talking about this whole, you know, this idea of DeSantis and DeSantis hasn't even announced yet. Why is Trump doing this to DeSantis? He didn't do anything. Guys, that's not how this game of politics works. What Trump is doing is he is foreshadowing the future. And like I responded to one person, it's like, it depends on the decision that Ron DeSantis made. If he told the neocons he was a go, then he is a go, and they are all acting like he is a go.
Yeah, by the way, he is 92 years old, George Soros. He's not missing. He's probably just 92 and just hanging out where he is, but he was seen right there very recently saying that DeSantis is his man, guys. I mean, you know, there's these, you know, oh, Soros has gone missing. He's 92. You know, I just be careful with what we say. You know, I don't know where he is. I don't have, you know, anything more than that. But we've got to be careful with our narratives, folks. Shady Groove, we've got, I want to play this. And there is language. I'm going to be forewarn you right now. There is language, but I don't want to beep it, Shady. I want it to be felt in all its pure glory. This is what we call a great awakening. Here we go.
Thank God the truth done finally came out about this January 6th bullshit-ass insurrection. Now listen, if this doesn't teach us all, if this doesn't teach us all that everything they put on that motherfucking TV is nothing but a facade, I don't know what else could teach you, my friends. These motherfuckers looked us dead in our eye, squared up in our face, and told us that the American people stormed the motherfucking Capitol. I mean, they lied dead in our motherfucking face with not even a give a fuck in the world. And then they proceeded to spend millions and millions and millions of our taxpayers' money to put on this song and dance show of a committee meeting. This shit was all some bullshit. At this point, if you don't see that these motherfuckers are a bunch of motherfucking Looney Tunes and a bunch of fucking full of shit ass people, I don't know what else to tell you. This shit is a clown show at this point. A fucking clown show.
You know, I didn't want to censor it, Shady. I think it needed to be heard in all of its glory. I mean, God bless. I mean, don't you just love her? I mean, she just told it like it is. And that's how people speak. I'm just saying, guys, you know, this is freedom of speech. If you're, you know, if you, oh, maybe the language should have been cleaned up. Okay. But this is freedom of speech. And she just spoke some true words. And I want to thank Lala Bing for sending me that video. Amazing, Shady Groove.
Well, don't you really just think that a lot of that emotion is from being lied to?
Yeah.
I mean, we've all been lied to, everyone. Like, people took this stuff and then they amplified it among their friends and family. They told people that it was an insurrection. They were literally lied to. Now they're like, wait a minute. You people used the news as a filter to prevent me from understanding what was going on, so you would make me think it was an insurrection. And I appreciate her passion. I'm pissed like that too, but I try to
love it. Ape Face says she sounds just like me. I love it. And Shady, you know you're over the target. And what I want to do is just a really quick address something on True Social, Shady Groove. You've got to look at who the trolls are not attacking. Okay. Mm-hmm. The ones that they're not attacking are working for the ones that they're not attacking. And I'm not going to say anything. I'm not going to say anything that rhymes with rad hands or anything like that, or, you know, anything like that. You know what I'm saying, Shady Groove? But, you know, this is Anon Famous. I used to be in We the Media. It's a We the Media admin. Okay. Showing you now that they can't meme still. Apparently Anon Famous is a meme maker, or the palmist, whoever this is. But this is the ambiguously gay duo, Shady. They're getting a little bit better at their memes. Memes. Look at that.
I'm Hans.
And I'm Franz.
And we're here to pump you,
So this is the kind of crap that I have to deal with. Also, they're coming after my family foundation that I'm no longer a part of. And I want to just take a minute to address this. Because of the attacks and the false decodes of me and my foundation, as you know, foundations have a board of directors. We have to vote on everything that goes through the board. I have a brother who is gay, and we supported the Pride of the Treasure Coast because we love my brother. And I'm not ashamed of it. I'm not ashamed of it at all. That foundation that they voted me off I'm no longer part of the foundation at all. So these kinds of attacks actually have real consequences in real people's lives, guys. There's nothing illegal about the Peterson Family Foundation. We've done nothing wrong. We won Philanthropist of the Year because we gave over $1 million in our community, and I'm proud of that. We gave to somebody called the Samaritan House for Boys. I mean, is that terrible? I mean, are we, you know, what are these people trying to do? You know, the Pride of the Treasure Coast we gave to the Samaritan House for Boys. We did a lot of with House of Hope and another one called Jesus House of Hope. It used to be called Jesus House of Hope. And then Lahaya, where Lahaya takes care of the people in the trees. Then we gave money for technology for House of Hope, and also sponsored people to sit with these people to see if there's any government funds that they can take advantage of to get, you know, a hand up, not a hand out. And then they can be, you know, in their community again, living free and strong. I also gave into the Red Shoes. I gave to a place called Safe Space, where I knew women that had to get away from them getting beat up by their husbands and boyfriends. I've known people use this thing, and I did a walk a mile in her shoes in 2016. It does not mean I'm wearing the Pope's shoes, guys. It does not mean I'm Bill Maher. These people and these attacks are absolutely ridiculous, but they do have real consequences, Shady.
They do. They do have real consequences, and they've had real consequences in your life. Are you currently part of your family foundation?
No, they voted me off the whole entire foundation.
And why did they do that?
Because of these attacks.
Because they were being put in their inbox and being shown to them online and tagged with them online and showing that Jeff was doing all of these nefarious things that don't exist. And so they couldn't take the heat from the press.
Yeah. And, you know, Shady, I wear my heart on my sleeve. I am who I am. You see me here every day. And, you know, I just want to play this real quick because Salty Sea Dog posted it and I kind of liked it. I'm just going to play it. We love you guys.
Well, now, really, when we go back then to falling in love and say it's crazy, falling. We don't say rising into love. There is in it the idea of the fall. Taking this ghastly risk is the condition of there being life. You see, for all life is an act of faith. The moment you take a step, you do so on an act of faith because you don't know that the floor is not going to give under your feet. The moment you take a journey, what an act of faith. Any kind of undertaking in relationship, what an act of faith. You've given yourself up. This is the most powerful thing that can be done. Surrender. See, and love is an act of surrender to another person. Total abandonment. I give myself to you. That's quite mad, because you see, it's letting things get out of control. All sensible people keep things in control. Watch it, watch it, watch it. Police, security, vigilance, watch it. Guards, watch it. Who's going to watch the guards? Actually, what is really sensible is to let go, is to commit oneself, to give oneself up, and that's quite mad. So we come to the strange conclusion that in madness lies sanity.
When you fall in love with somebody else and you trust them, they may, as a matter of fact, not fulfill your expectations. There will be disappointments and failures and disasters as a result of taking these risks. It's a gamble. But that risk has to be taken. The alternative to taking that risk is much worse than trusting and being deceived. Kenosis is a Greek word meaning self-emptying, self-sacrifice, and thereby conferred freedom of will and the power to love human beings. And people who give the power away are tremendously strong personalities, because the more they have given it up, the more they get it. You know, you do this complete let off of control. It's a lovely irresponsible state to be in. I am involves what you are. If I am I because you are you, and you are you because I am I, then I am not I and you are not you. In other words, we are not separate. You know, you can't, for example, have two sticks. You lean two sticks against each other and they stand up because they support each other. Take one away and the other falls. And so in exactly that way, we and our environment and all of us and each other are interdependent systems. We know who we are in terms of other people. We all lock together. And therefore, that what you call the external world is as much you as your own body. Love is not something that is a sort of rare commodity. Everybody has it. Existence is love. Because you see, in tying up love in knots and becoming incapable of it, you can't destroy this energy. When you won't love and you won't let it out, the thing comes out in the form of self-destruction. So everybody has the force running. The thing is, first of all, to get it moving. To follow whatever kind of love you have in the first place. The first thing then is to discover what indeed you do love, if anything, and you will find there is something. And then go into the nature of that. Now it's said that selfish people love themselves. I would say that that is really a misunderstanding of the whole thing. If you explore what you love when you say you love yourself, you will make the startling discovery that everything you love is something which you thought was other than yourself.
you suddenly discover that yourself is bigger than you thought it was. It includes the other. And you can't do without it. This brings about a fundamental change in the understanding of the meaning and nature of self. And thereupon, there become a change of attitude to other people. Your love, which is what you are, begins to express itself quite naturally and unaffectedly in a wider way.
Now you may ask, well, how are we going to love? I don't think that's quite the question. It isn't so much how or where are we going to get the love from. We all have it. It's simply deep down in us bursting to get out. The desire to love and to be loved is, I think, probably the deepest thing that there is in us. Certainly, if the relationship of infancy to the rest of life have any truth in them at all, and so it's a matter of seeing that this deeply repressed love must be let out.
It must be let out. There's two ways to control people, fear and love. And, you know, we don't want to control anybody. We want you to make your own mind up. But we operate out of that, which is love, Shady Groove. And I love what I'm doing. These people aren't going to stop me with their little wrap-up smears. You know, turning my family against me because of the stupidity. And I have a feeling, you know, I know who promulgated the wrap up smears. And, you know, my family is liberal, but my grandfather certainly was not. And I think they're just jealous because I was his favorite, Shady Groove.
Well, I can see why. More than likely because you amplified or carried on his sentiment. If I'm not mistaken, he wasn't very trustworthy of government organizations or decrees or things like that either. So you carry that on.
Yeah, thank you very much. And if you guys want that video link, I'm going to paste it right here and there. That's Salty Sea Dog. I just wanted to play that because it's very important, you know, to make sure that we love. When I go to Publix, when I go anywhere, Shady Groove, I approach the people that I'm speaking to, the cashiers, everybody, with love. And people approach me because I shine that light. And I will not ever, they can't extinguish it, I should say, Shady Groove. And they will not ever extinguish it. We'll just keep running this show every day. Thanks to the great people here in Rumble.com, Brighton.tv, and Red State Talk Radio, Shady. And without these guys, without you, we wouldn't be here today. Thank you.
It's a tribute. It is a tribute to all of you and the nature of what we're doing. I think that the clip that you just played dovetails pretty well with the clip that we played at the bumper with Bill Cooper. Think about that for a second. What is your fear? What do you really have to fear? If you really have nothing to fear, if there is no fear, if you understand God, then you have no fear. Then the only thing left is love. And what these people that are attacking us are trying to do is they're trying to get us to stop doing what we're doing. They don't want us telling the truth about what really went on with we, the media. They don't want us to really tell the story about what really went on with Badlands Media. And that's what we're going to continue to do.
And you notice the trolls don't attack them. I'm just saying.
Oh, I haven't seen, I've not one time. I'd love for someone to show me a troll attacking Devolution on 8kun. Show me one example.
Nope, but we're on it. I'm on it we today, Shady Groove.
Yep. Today and last night. Yep, every day, every bread. Matrix and Shady are under attack. Never.
I want to give a shout out. No, never. I want to give a shout out to the Real Crude Awakening in honor of my dad's birthday. Rest in peace, Dad. I love you, she says. Okay. And yeah, he was a West Point, and then he went to Korea. The Real Crude Awakening. You've been here for a long time, and we love you too. I also, Gentry says, please have Tori, Dom Lucre, and not Radix on. I don't know. Gentry, we've got stories about Tori. Tori says as well, the people here in chat might let you know about it, but we probably won't be able to get her on the show.
Pretty,
is that a good way to put it?
Pretty solid. That's really diplomatic.
And I'm not speaking ill of her in any way. I mean, you need, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, so that's it, Shady, with that. Okay, I just wanted to get that out there because, the attacks really kind of hit me hard yesterday, and, they're absolutely ridiculous. And I just wanted to kind of, show you guys,
why we fight
this and why we fight in this. And it has real implications, in my real life. Nobody in my real life, Shady, would say, hey, so you have a Rumble show and you're able to actually kind of feed your family and help yourself out a little bit. That's great.
These people, not so much.
These people, not so much. All right. So, this is it turns out Mitch McConnell and Nancy Pelosi, multiple requests for additional cops and National Guard troops. It was set up and they've been caught.
Letting this happen. Why haven't you called for backup? Where is your backup? This is our damn Capitol building and y'all are letting it get destroyed on your watch. Fuck all of you. Call for backup. Get some help down here. And if they don't want to get you fucking back up, they obviously don't give a shit about you. These people want blood. Why are you like...
You know what I mean? That's amazing. That gentleman right there, that video is worth 1,000 words, Shady Groove.
No one that was there could understand why they weren't doing anything. No one there that could understand why they were just standing around and letting this melee occur. We could all see that that is what they were doing. And now the truth about why they were doing that is starting to come out. They had no intention whatsoever to defend that Capitol that day. They didn't. You could tell that by the gentleman that made his statements last night on Tucker. There was never any downchain communication about the FBI assessed threat through the police force. The Capitol Police didn't even know it was happening.
Yeah. Bonster Q real quick made a comment. I don't meddle in the infighting. It's childish. Defend yourself for sure, but I see so much stupid ego stuff. It's ridiculous. So Bonster Q, I want to let you know that infiltration is not infighting. Okay.
Big difference.
Yeah. Yeah. So Shady Groove, this is Mitch McConnell doing what rhinos do.
With the Capitol Police is very serious concerns about the release of this footage. Was it a mistake by Speaker McCarthy to give access to cuts and calls of this security footage?
My concern is how it was depicted, which is a different issue. Clearly, the chief of the Capitol Police, in my view, correctly describes what most of us witnessed firsthand on January 6th. So that's my reaction to it. It was a mistake, in my view, for Fox News to depict this in a way that's completely at variance with what our chief law enforcement official here at the Capitol thinks.
If that's the case, following up on what Ronnie said, Tucker Carlson has already teased another round of videos that are going to be released today. I understand that you're upset with the way that Fox is depicting it, but he's been forecasting this for months, asking for this access to this footage to have a presentation just like this. Was it a mistake for the speaker to hand that?
You guys know I have many faults, but one of them is not answering the question in a way that I don't want to answer it. I've given you the answer.
Why do you think there are some within your party who don't want to acknowledge January 6th? Hasn't it attack that the Capitol Police are an insurrection?
Shall I give you the same answer again? Anybody want to ask me something different?
Do you have any...
Cocaine Mitch, Shady Groove. Cocaine Mitch, who has a wife that is a Chinese shipping magnate. And if you're in a Chinese business, you are CCP. So his wife is CCP, Shady Groove. And we somebody didn't care that she was the head of the Department of Transportation at one time.
And once in a blue moon, we have the minority leader of the Democrats agreeing, or the majority leader of the Democrats, Chuck Schumer, wholeheartedly agreeing with the minority leader, Mitch McConnell. That is whenever you know there's trouble.
Panic in D.C. Here's Merrick Garland.
The January 6th investigation is the largest in the history of the department. On television last night, one program aired some video and characterized it as sightseeing by a bunch of people coming into the Capitol who revered it. You've seen some of that video. What's your reaction to that?
So I don't want to comment on any particular reports. I think all Americans saw what happened on January 6th, and most of us saw it as it was happening. It was a violent attack on a fundamental tenet of American democracy, that power is peacefully transferred from one administration to another.
Wrong.
Over 100 officers were assaulted on that day. 5 officers died.
Wrong.
We have charged more than 1,000 people with their crimes on that day, and more than 500 have already been convicted. I think it's very clear what happened on January 6th.
Yeah, you set us up, and you're part of it, knowingly. I mean, five police officers did not die on January 6th, Shady.
No, they didn't.
And he's an attorney general? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, uh-huh. That is the attorney general. And look at what, again, look at what they won't look at.
Yeah. Yeah. Look at what, and Gentry, Merrick is such a weasel, $17 Rumble rent. Thank you so much. So, you know, according to the left, Shady Group, this is interesting, right? So J6 was the worst day in our history. Worse than 9/11, worse than Pearl Harbor. And Tucker's video is now the worst attack on their democracy. It's a republic since the Civil War, they're saying. That Tucker's video, one show on Monday, is the worst attack on their democracy since the Civil War.
Wait a minute. Yeah, so they've been setting up their democracy inch by inch since the Civil War, over 150 years, and all of that came down to Tucker's comments about the January 6th insurrection, took it all down?
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. All right, Tucker, we got another video for you that has been out there for a long time, and Shady found it again, and I put it on True Social along with Shady's Twitter account. Check this out, Shady Grove. This is them changing their clothing, Shady. They're changing their black clothing into red, blue in the bushes. And at the end, she yells, "Delete that." Check it out. Delete that, Shady.
Delete that.
Delete that.
Isn't it interesting? And remember the CNN commentator that was in the Capitol with John Sullivan was saying the same thing to him. Remember that whenever he was doing the film? I can't believe we got all these people in here. He said that on tape. And she's like, "Are you filming this? Oh, I'll delete it." And that became evidence later.
Yeah. So now I'm kind of figuring out why my Twitter account still might be suspended. Let me just see. Here it is. Let me just double check. I've got a, this is my Twitter account here. I'm just kind of scrolling the violent rhetoric of the left that day. There was something that I put on where I actually mentioned that Antifa is going to go there. And I even had a photo. But there was a tweet here that I had. Oh, look at this. Red folder held up by real Donald Trump is a 4414 confirmation. Red folder for military means hot action. Very interesting. March Madness is not basketball. It's January. Okay. Patriots, you think this is going to be easy, did you? I had a post up here, Shady, talking about that Antifa was going to show up. And I even had the picture of their Antifa See, they admitted the Capitol riot. They admitted it. So it was before January 6th, Shady. But maybe there's too much evidence here. I don't know. I don't know why I can't get my Twitter account back.
Well, I think that it's because it was a hub account. And I think that the larger accounts like yours that were hub accounts, I think we've discussed this with Donald Trump, and the idea of putting Donald Trump's account back on reconnects his association with QMAP. In other words, if you're now in the Q drops and you click on a Donald Trump tweet, you can now get to that actual tweet and read the commentary below it. And a lot of the commentary below it has been taken away. But the research hub of your account and Lisa's account and a couple of others, not very many, but they were, that was the center spoke in the daily, aggregation of news. And to bring you back on would be a big loss for the narrative people if that went back up.
Here's another video that I had on here. This is supporters trying to stop them breaking windows. Antifa, Antifa, Antifa.
We just see you. Where's the video?
Oh. Thank you, Shane. It's not us. It's not us. It's Antifa.
There was a discernible difference that day between the protesters and the agent provocateurs in the crowd. And right there, you are seeing video of the crowd calling out some of those agent provocateurs in the crowd. Very interestingly enough, a lot of the people that had earpieces in their ear, very interestingly, ended up right around those entrance ways to the Capitol on both sides. And that's another thing that people are very confused about. The Capitol is very, very big. It's a huge building, like the Senate chambers on one side, the House on the other, the Supreme Court on the other. It's a massive site. So a lot of the people, as a matter of fact, I heard of one gentleman, Mr. Evans, who was there talking about, his testimony of walking around up there. He said, I never saw anything. Like my whole time, I was there inside all day. I never saw any violence whatsoever. So you have to understand that there's multiple stories to that building. And a lot of the violent stuff that you saw was down around what would be considered behind the Capitol, approaching from the side that had the side of the White House and the Lincoln and the Washington Monument. So there's many, many different things that went on there. I think that the video should all be given out. This is BS. And I'm glad to, and honestly, we even heard Don Lemon yesterday calling for it to be released to everyone. Absolutely. We're crying out loud. The clock's right twice. I agree with Don Lemon for once, but we should all have access to this. Everybody should have access to it so that we can develop the news stories around what we see is really going on. Because I'm not too concerned about protecting the identity of confidential human sources in the FBI. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. And this is the moment that we realize this was staged. I'm going to pick up my baton. Notice he has a Q shirt on, Shady.
Yeah.
Second floor. That almost looks like the guy they interviewed yesterday, Shady. Interesting. On Tucker. But very interesting turn of events. And I'm trying to find... I probably have it. This is Antifa is being escorted into D.C. by police. Check this out.
Two black SUVs, there's three state vehicles, state trooper vehicles, escorted four Antifa shuttle buses right here front center. There was actually five vehicles total. There was three up front, two in the back. They escorted right here, waited for them to get off their buses, and they had the state troopers unloaded and took their positions. Watch. There's that guy. He had his lights on. They were coming. And then there's the ones up front, too. They escorted, and each one of those buses are labeled. They're all paid charter buses.
Look at that, bro. Check this out. Watch, watch. Here's the blacks. Here's the black SUVs up front. Wait till you see the
Wow. They freaking brought damn Antifa here.
They escorted them here.
You've got to be.
Lights flashing.
You've got to be effing kidding me.
Lights flashing.
Patriots, are you guys watching this? You guys share this video, please. You've got to be kidding me. On video.
I watched them do it.
Hell no, bro.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, maybe, you know, this is why my account was suspended, Shady. I don't know. This is photographers going up the stairs. Check this out. So the photographers rushed down, right? Shady Grove? Interesting.
Well, they're making it look like the protesters are chasing the police, but in all reality, what's going on there is the police are leading the protesters to where they want them.
Yep. Paul Sperry, former FBI agent on the ground at U.S. Capitol, just texted me and confirmed that at least one bus load of Antifa thugs infiltrated peaceful Trump demonstrators as part of a false flag ops. That's the tweet. It's still active.
This is the modus operandi. This is the modus operandi of their organization. This is not the only time that this has occurred at January 6th. As we have many instances that this occurred. Another big one was Charlottesville Virginia, right? Whenever Donald Trump was, you know, the whole thing at the very beginning, they had buses, the people that were filming them, Antifa and white supremacists dressed as such were getting off the same buses for that event that day that Joe Biden still touts and calls, you know, that. We've talked about the Cathedral of Lights. That's kind of what they made it look like that day.
Yeah. Very amazing, guys. And, you know, we were just, you know, not we, because I wasn't, but people were just out there peacefully protesting, making their voice heard, just as Donald J. Trump said, Shady. And remember this, January 5th, 2021, Antifa, this is real Donald Trump. Antifa is a terrorist organization. Stay out of Washington. Law enforcement is watching you very closely. Yeah, apparently they were escorting them in on buses.
Yep. And this will continue. And they're, you know, they did it in places like Kenosha and Ferguson. You know, they're doing this is how they operate. This is how you get, quote, order out of chaos. You have to engineer the chaos to get the order that you want.
Here's another piece of evidence on my suspended Twitter account on Twitter. Check this out, Shady.
Hi there. This guy saw what just happened. He claims that it was Antifa dressed as Proud Boys. So I wanted to sort of get his
Trump
story.
Trump supporters. They were dressed as Trump supporters. But I could tell by their conversation that they were looking to do, and I heard him say, we got to shake this up so that these people look bad. And I saw them break a window on the Capitol. I'm an emergency management coordinator in Lehigh County, Pennsylvania. And these people were talking amongst themselves, and I was standing and listening behind them what they could do to make Trump's people look bad.
Wow. Well, thank you for sharing.
And then after I left, I'm like, I'm out of here. Okay. Then I started walking away. I heard something else. I heard somebody trying to break another window. I don't know if they actually broke the second window, but I heard something hit a second window.
Did you see any of the mob violence that happened?
That was on the other side of the Capitol building. So there were people climbing up the scaffolding, and a lot of Trump's people started saying, these aren't our people, and started walking away. And they were tearing the plastic, cutting the plastic, and then they the Capitol Police let some tear gas go and got it under control. But they weren't Trump supporters, I'm telling you, they weren't Trump supporters.
Wow.
Trump supporters were walking away. These are people that are trying to promote the false narrative that Trump's people are acting like Antifa and BLM.
So the reports that it was Proud Boys, do you know anything about that?
No, I didn't. No, they weren't Proud Boys. These people were deliberately
attacking the Capitol, and they were not Proud Boys. They were Antifa guys, dressed as Trump supporters. So, you know, this is, you know, and I think I had, police are outside the Capitol building pushing forward as they disperse the remaining crowd. This is on my Twitter, guys. Police open the barricades. Police open the barricades as directed and directed protesters into the breach on the Capitol grounds. Look at this, guys. I mean, here's BG on the scene, Shady. Remember we're talking about him?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. There he is. And that guy films Antifa. BG on the scene. You can connect him to Antifa. And it's Brendan Gutenschwager. That's him right there. Independent media documenting history for Antifa. Period. Just looking at, look at this. This is, you know, these are, who has skateboards, you know, and hockey sticks, guys? Antifa. We watched it all summer long. Wow.
And on some level, we're still watching it. Look what happened in Atlanta just the other day.
Yeah. Yeah. Stop the steal chance as Trump supporters push through the Capitol building. That's, look at BG on the scene, Shady. He's in there. Wow. Intel I'm getting at the Capitol, police left parts of the Capitol unguarded, not unusual, and Antifa stormed in. This is my Twitter account that is still, that's still suspended.
That was a good one. I remember that one.
Yeah, and this is the, when she got shot, January 6th, Ashley Babbitt. I mean, look at how well we documented this. Wow. I even have Lynn Wood on here. That was when Lynn Wood was actually pretty decent. And here it is. I'm asking everyone at the U.S. Capitol, remain peaceful, no violence. Remember, we are the party of law and order. Respect the law and our great men and women in blue. Thank you. Wow. So, and I think, you know, before January 6th, Shady Groove, I think I was pretty active on January 6th. But if you look down, there's a, once my Twitter gets reinstated, you'll see the media that I'll have for you that has the actual Antifa flyer saying wear MAGA hats. Mm-hmm. and go into the crowd and let's storm the Capitol.
Yeah, they were passing them around everywhere. And another thing that they don't want to talk about is, like, literally on every single light pole in the city was a sign that said you are not allowed to have a firearm. Every single light pole had that notification. So the idea that they keep perpetuating against you, they keep saying it over and over, this was an armed insurrection. I would just like to mention for just a second, play devil's advocate. If the American people wanted to initiate an armed insurrection against Washington, D.C., we would.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not like we can't.
Yeah, I know. It's true. We're not gonna, but you know what I'm saying. So this is Shady. You found this. This is actually somebody. Let's just watch. Let's listen. This is his own words.
It was going to be a little bit different than the other ones. I just got back from storming the Capitol. We stormed it. It was successful. We stormed the fucking Capitol. And for all you bitches on Facebook going crazy right now talking about it was Antifa fucking being infiltrating and that it wasn't us, it was us. We proudly took back our Capitol. I'm only here in my hotel. I'm going to get some gear on. I'm going back, baby. They brought the National Guard out for us and shit. We had the fucking cops running. They ran from... All right, guys, so...
Now, why doesn't Tucker play that? That's Antifa admitting that Antifa.
He says our Capitol. That person is not an American. That person was trained with an Azov battalion somewhere in Canada, more than likely.
Yeah, so very interesting. And why did the people doing the pushing on January 6th all have earpieces in their ears?
Stop!
pushed us in. You were pushing us in, and they all had earpieces, Shady.
And that was a little bit of what we've been seeing at all these different entry points. Like they have the crowd, they've got the crowd gathered by the door, open the door, and then they start moving from behind them and pushing them inside. So, you know, if you're a guy up there in January 6th in the gulag and you were pushed inside that building and you're being detained for trespassing, you might be a little bit irritated.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. Shady Groove. I mean, what an amazing, time to be alive. We are actually winning, Shady. And the narrative is out there. Trump supporters did not storm the Capitol, period. The end.
And there was no insurrection. The idea of an insurrection didn't happen. If there was an insurrection, it was the establishment insurrecting against the choice of the people to have Donald Trump serve as president for the next 4 years of 2020. That is where the insurrection happened.
Yeah. I'm not sure. Do we have a GemComs tonight, producer Yeti? Let me know in the ear. And Shady, we got possible GemComs, maybe even a replay tonight. I'm not sure. I'm not sure if we have it live or not. Let me know. Yes? All right, so prayers for queued up. We're not sure if he's going to be coming to us tonight. But we are. What do we have tomorrow, Shady? We've got Tara Reid, who was Me Too'd by Joe Biden. We have her coming up tomorrow. You're not going to want to miss it. Biden, the scum that he is, ruined somebody's life, and we're going to talk to her tomorrow, Shady Groove.
I can't wait to have her in. I think it's going to be an amazing interview to get a little bit of a perspective of who this person was a long time ago, and a little bit of the environment that actually exists up on Capitol Hill.
Yeah. And with that, Shady Groove, I think we're going to be getting out of here. We love you very much. Another two hours, Shady.
Oh, well, I'm Hans.
I'm Franz.
And we're here to pump
you up, guys. JT Wild, Miracle. Love you guys. Shady, see you tomorrow. Boom. Whatever happens, I should never give up. I write rhymes and graffiti sincerely, religiously, practicing my religion lyrically. Holy Spirit MC, miss me with that R.I.P. mural of me. Pissing on the grave of tyranny. Will we be fearless freedom fighters miracling? What that sounds, such a sweet thing. Pumping trafficking, hit your last string. Love child, keep a smile on your face and break down any wall that's in your way. I'll be there with you on any stage. Relationship past time and space. Right now all we need is a miracle. God is thinking that love is criminal. We're living in a world of confusion. Wake me up and take me from this illusion. Money's not everything, some poor wedding rings. Leave the kids to deal with the severity of severing. Born in the image of heaven sent, man and miracle dust. Lullabies, mama's cries, judicial system and the almighty judgment collide. Eternal life provide, worth much more than an oil pipeline. Right now all we need is a miracle. God is thinking that love is criminal. We're living in a world of confusion. Wake me up and take me from this illusion. Last one, and my next one's gonna be my best one. Promise me whatever happens that you never give up. I promise you whatever happens, I'ma never give up. Right now, all we need is a miracle. God is thinking that love is criminal. We're living in a world of confusion. Wake me up and take me from this illusion. I'm my first one, like my last one, and my next one's gonna
last one. Promise me whatever happens that you never give up. I promise you whatever happens, I'ma never give up. You my first one, like my last one. One's gonna be my best one. Promise me whatever happens that you never give up. I promise you whatever happens, I'ma never give up.
www.mg.show. Boom.